Hello guys, this is Gabe and this is episode 12 of The Corner, L'Angolo di Gabe. And tonight, it's gonna be the first episode of a mini-series that I will stream in the next few weeks called The Nerdvana. This little series will be a short episode, or will be more short episode, talking about nerd culture, and every single episode will have a different theme. And tonight, as you can see from my guest, I guess you're ready. If you're watching this, you already know what we're talking about. If you're listening to this, I can tell it's going to be Star Wars, because I have in line with me, I have connected with me. Who are you, Darth Vader or Kylo Ren?
One sec.
Okay, you're Chris. Okay, that's Chris.
I couldn't wear that the whole time, obviously.
That was Chris with the Kylo Ren mask and Kylo Ren sword. I mean, like a lightsaber. I don't know why I said sword.
You've already lost the audience on this one. Because I said sword.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like it's a laser sword. In Italian, in my language, it's translated as a laser sword.
Yeah, well, it's basically what it is, right?
Because, I mean, there's not really translation for lightsaber.
Yeah.
Although I rather call it lightsaber anyway.
They could have just said lightsaber, his own unique term.
Yeah, that's true. I think the translation of the new trilogy actually came as a lightsaber, but the old ones, they were translating it as a laser sword anyway. So
yeah, this is the Kylo Ren mask that I had on.
But yeah, I know. To be honest, I didn't like the last trilogy. So, I mean, probably a lot of people will hate on this, but I didn't like the last trilogy. So, I mean, like, whatever. Kylo Ren, to me, is just a wannabe Darth Vader that didn't make it, you know?
Yeah, I can agree. I have the mask, but let me start off by saying, you know, when the original trilogy came out, I was a kid, you know. I wanted stuff like Star Wars masks and good quality lightsabers and stuff. Yeah. I'd have to beg my parents to get it for me. And now that I'm an adult, I can actually buy the merch and share it with my kids. But I'm limited to what they sell based off the new trilogy, right? So I have to get the Kylo Ren because there's no, you know, at the time I bought it at the Disney store. There's no Darth Vader masks at the Disney store. There's only Kylo Ren masks because it's the new era. You know what? I will start by saying that I did like the new trilogy. So overall, you know, I'm not a hater. I'm not going to hate on them. You know, I don't get so swept up. And I may have mentioned this before on the other podcast we did together, that I don't really get swept up so much in a movie that I think a new one will take away from the old one. Usually when it's something like Star Wars, I just appreciate that they're still going, that I still have a Star Wars movie to go see.
Okay,
you know, they're fun movies for the theater, and so I had fun with all the new ones and enjoyed them for what they were, just as I enjoyed the originals. I've seen every Star Wars movie in the movie theater because they did do the re-release back when I was young and brought the original three to the theater. So that was actually the first time I saw those movies. So I have seen every single one except for Solo in the theater.
Okay. Anyway, Chris, I think this podcast is over because you said that you like the new trilogy. So I think have a good one.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one, man. No, okay. Jokes aside, that was a little bit of being, you know, like a little bit of being of a dick. Because, like, you know, it happens to me to be sometimes, you know, like, and probably this on YouTube will be banned because I said a bad word, you know, like I used the swear word. So I guess the YouTube doesn't like that. But I really do not care, you know?
I think you'll get away with that one. Yeah. I don't think that you'll get caught on that. No. I don't think it's that bad. You know, I don't swear too often in my day-to-day, but my podcast I have as, you know, even though it's kind of on pause right now, I mark it as explicit because I just don't want to deal with it in case something slips out where I have a guest on and they choose to swear. You know? I always just mark it off as explicit either way.
I mean, the YouTube I watch, you know, like you know, like Red and Link, Smosh, or the Valley folk. I mean, like, they all swear. I mean, like, although sometimes it's beeped, but the podcast is not, their podcast is not beeped. So, I mean, like, well, this is a podcast. So, I mean, I'm gonna be frank, you know. I'm frankly, I like...
Well, don't change your name just for a podcast, man.
I know, definitely, you know. Anyway, I know. Anyway, I'm gonna be, see, like, English not being my first language, sometimes I miss the sarcasm. So I might end up like Sheldon in the Big Bang Theory, that ask Leonard, is this sarcasm? So sometimes, despite I'm not a genius like Sheldon, but anyway, going
I
back
think you're
to
pretty smart.
Thank you. But I'm not a genius. I'm not a physicist, or I'm not an engineer. So, I mean, but thank you. And you're smart too. So I appreciate the compliment. And anyway, we announced this project, Nerdvana, a few episodes ago in a very short, episode called Announcing the New Project. So, I mean, like you and I was announcing the new title that time, a new logo. And I had you as a guest to announce this project. And yeah, so this format is going to be short. It's just going to be 5 questions. The first 4 are going to be questions that we discuss a little bit. And the 5th question will be divided in 3 final questions where we answer yes or no, or anyway, one single answer anyway. So are you good with that?
Yeah. That sounds cool. Like a lot of fun, man. And I'm glad we got to jump on and do this, because has been a long time coming. We announced it quite some time ago, and we're just a couple of busy guys. It's hard to coordinate sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, like, we work and we also do podcasting on the side. So I mean, it's really hard to plan ahead when you have a full-time job career, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
By the way, I really like your I really like that you actually do this podcast from a spaceship. Is that an Empire spaceship? Or that
of
looks like,
of course,
an Empire.
Yes. Yeah. They have the cleanest chips. So go with the Empire
Did you steal it from Empire, from the Empire, or you're actually a member of the Empire?
I think we're gonna find that out sometime in the podcast here. So I'm gonna keep that one a secret.
Anyway, first question. This is straight up, and then you tell me why. Favorite movie? Of the Star Wars saga.
I am gonna go with The Last Jedi.
Are you kidding me? Come on, man. You really want me to close this right now? Huh? I mean,
no, it's not it. It's it's everybody's favorite, Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
It's
I
think it's unanimously agreed upon that's the best Star Wars movie.
I agree.
I liked it the best when I was a kid, even before the hype and before everybody collectively realized it was the best one, because I'm naturally drawn to the snow, as I am a January birthed baby. I'm not a baby anymore, obviously, but I am weird that I felt the need to clarify. I'm born in January. It's kind of like my month, you know. Winter is my scene. So I always liked that it kind of started off in the snow and and seeing Hoth and whatnot for the first time. And then I just think this, you know, even though I don't think Empire ends on like a clean finale, you know, it does have a good solid ending, some solid action, you know, the fight with Luke and Darth Vader on Cloud City is probably the best in the whole series. Yeah, I just think it's just a collection of all the, like, some of the best moments, just a good array of what you're looking for. Not too much cheese.
I agree.
I you know, when I was a junior, I did really like Return of the Jedi as well. And I know some people are kind of down on Jedi, but It does have a little cheese, like looking back on it with the Ewoks and the romances and all that stuff. When I was a kid, I think I liked those Ewoks a lot more than I do as an adult.
I mean, like, I would have to say that the first three, it's really hard to criticize the first trilogy. I mean, episode 4, 5, and 6, because I mean, like, you have to think about the time that they were, those movies were created. I mean, like, they were like the first movies to have somehow serious CGI, serious special effects. So I mean, like, those movies are not really, it's not really possible to criticize those movies. I mean, like, if a kid today's kid sees those movies, say, oh, those look like unreal. They look like it's bad compared to what you see today. I would agree, because if I didn't know that those movies were made between the 70s and the 80s, you know, like, so I think those movies are only to be praised.
Even my kids, like, they see them and they don't have any critiques or anything bad to say. I think the effects hold up because a lot of them are practical. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like practical effects over CGI either way you go. Like, mm-hmm. I know that it doesn't look as blended in sometimes or doesn't look as real, but not that it doesn't look as real, but it doesn't look, you know, they can do wonderful things with CGI, but I do like kind of seeing the suit mm-hmm. and the puppets and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I like that type of effect work. So
yeah.
There's those originals are pretty great. You know, unfortunately, I think the only versions we can get easily are the ones that they kind of went and remastered it, that have all the touch ups and everything. And if you look hard enough, you can illicitly find the original trilogy. I think it's called Recolored.
Yeah.
Where they fix all the coloring that they screwed up when they remastered them all. But that's kind of tough to find. They're big file sizes mm-hmm. if you choose to download them.
I actually have in Italy an old VHS of the movies before remastering. I have it hidden somewhere. Yeah. It's VHS. Like, nice. I was a kid. My dad got it for me when I was really young, because both of us liked Star Wars. So, I mean, like, so that was one, but I mean, like, we shared the same favorite movie, which is Empire Strikes Back. Although I'm gonna add some, I mean, because you already mentioned why Empire Strikes Back is the best, and I agree with your points, I'm gonna add a couple of mentions to two movies, the more recent, that I really liked. One is very disliked by the critique, and one has been praised as a good movie. Like, yeah, the one that is being criticized was The Phantom Menace. To me, is okay. One of my favorite movies, because we have one of my favorite characters that I'm gonna...
Jar Jar Binks?
No, that's not it. Like I'm gonna unveil...
Jar Jar Binks, okay?
I'm gonna unveil the favorite characters in the next couple of questions, but two of my favorite characters, and you know, like, one of my favorite actors, who's Liam Neeson. So Liam mm-hmm. Neeson as Qui-Gon. I mean, like, that was to me a class act to have Qui-Gon played by Liam Neeson, a great actor. You know, like, with that kind of plomb, we would say in French, like the physique du role of a Jedi master that doesn't belong to the council, in my opinion. So that was, to me, a lot of people criticized that movie. I really loved it. And another movie that I really like was Rogue One. Rogue One, I think, despite it doesn't belong to any trilogy, was so well done. Was like really, really represented well. Was the Rogue One, what the Rogue One was towards going to A New Hope. Like,
I agree.
The importance of the sacrifice. So, I mean, like, to me, that's one of the best movies, and the only movie that Disney so far nailed, in my opinion.
That final scene in Rogue One with, is it, you know, can we give Rogue One spoilers?
I think so. It's been a couple.
Avoid it?
No, I think it's been 3 years. I mean, like, a real fan already watched it.
Okay. Let me just say Darth Vader, man.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
That's maybe too much spoiler. Maybe just spoiler enough. For people who haven't seen it, but that's all I need to say. That final scene, like, that's why people are scared of Darth Vader, you know. Yeah. Like, I found that Darth Vader was always kind of like, you know, he wasn't that imposing of a threat. You know, he blew up planets and stuff, of course. But like, he didn't seem like that, all that threatening, you know, even like, cause he would walk and chill with Luke and Return of the Jedi and everything. He just like, I like to see him like out in the fray, being a menace, just like at the end of that movie. So
being the killer that he is, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, like, I like that movie also because it brings out, like, it explains a little bit the extended universe, like when they go to the Jedi planet where the blind character, I forgot his name, like, he knows how to use the Force. He's never mentioned if he's a Jedi or not, but I assume he's not because he doesn't have a lightsaber, although he might have been a victim of Order 66. So, you know, who knows, like... I think that movie explains quite a lot the you know, like the ways of the Force, the way the character explains the Force, and this movie actually brings me to the second topic, which would be Star Wars books about the extended universe. So, Chris, have you read any book of Star Wars, or do you know anything about the extended universe? You know, like outside the Skywalker saga.
So I have not read any of the books. So my knowledge on like the full extended universe, which is all not canon anymore. So
I don't care. You know, I like it better.
I'm kind of in the right for not having read them.
I don't think you are, but whatever. You don't deserve to have the background, Tom, to be honest. But okay. I'm kidding.
It back to a beach.
No, go ahead. Keep it. You know, a beach is not Jedi or not Sith or not Jedi enough. You know, like.
true. Yeah, you know, it just. I'm not a sit down and read type of guy, and then at the same rate, like, quite honestly, if I sit down and read, you know, no offense to Star Wars, but it's not my genre for reading. It's more my genre for watching movies and stuff. I like sci-fi in terms of what I watch, but when I listen to something, it's got to be horror or suspense. You know?
Okay, so cool.
I listen to more audiobooks than I actually sit down and read, but I listen to a lot of Stephen King. And in terms of like the Star Wars universe, I haven't got that into the extended. Now, I have watched Clone Wars a little bit. I've seen some episodes of Clone Wars. Haven't watched the whole thing. And that's about as far as it goes for anything other than all the movies. And so some may be like, well, Chris, you're not a real fan. You know,
I haven't said that.
Take off your background.
I'm kidding. Come on, man.
I'm messing with you. No, but like to address that, like I am a fan, of course. I love the Star Wars movies, and I think that fandom can stop anywhere. You know, I think even if you've only seen the original trilogy and that's it, you can still call yourself a big fan.
Yeah, no, of course.
Gatekeeping the topic. So
no, definitely. I was just being silly. Oh, yeah. And I do like some of the Star Wars books. I read a few of Star Wars. Now they're called like Star Wars Legend before, you know, after Disney decided that they're not canon. And about that, like, I would have to say something to Disney about that, but whatever. Like, I'll keep it to myself for now. Also, because last week I interviewed two guests from they used to be actors in Disney Channel, so I was nice that day. I should be nice to today too, you know, like you know, about Disney. I mean, like, I have a love hate relationship with Disney, although now it's probably more love because Star Wars and Marvel, two of my favorite things, are property of Disney. So I keep my
Disney's
mouth shut.
They're a corporation. You don't have to love them or the choices they make to enjoy the movies and the films and the products that they produce.
I've just been not very serious right now. This is fun, so I try not to be too serious, you know, like. But anyway, regarding the extended universe, my favorite book would be The Dawn of the Jedi, which is a book that it's set like I would say like thousands of years before the Skywalker saga, before the Republic. It's a book way before Darth Revan and also all the Sith masters or Jedi masters, because in this book, there's no Sith or there's no Jedi. It's a book that explains how the Sith and the Jedi divided. Like this one, there used to be an only I would say church or movement or what, an only religion of Force users called the Jedi, but it's written different from Jedi. It's written G-H-E something, and then D-A-I. So I mean, like, it's called Jedi or Jedi. I'm not too sure the pronunciation, okay. But explains how this group of people wasn't either light or darkness. It was like the use of both, like force with the light and force with darkness, depending what you use the force for. And then you shouldn't go too much towards the light or too much toward the darkness. And then I'm not going to spoil the book because it's long and I read it years ago, but it explains why the Sith were created, why the Jedi went to the light. And it tells you that none of the sides are right. Like, you know, in the movies we see Jedi as good guys, but it's not exactly like that. You know, like the truth is in the middle. And if you watched a few episodes of the Clone Wars or Rebels, you know, like Ahsoka, I don't know if I can spoil it. Like, she leaves the Jedi Order, you know, like, so spoiler alert, she leaves the Jedi Order, and she's classified as a gray Jedi, which would be the Disney nomenclature, or the modern nomenclature for the Force users. They use both light and dark.
Well, you know, like in the movies, they're not looking for the champion of the light. They're looking for the person who brings balance to the Force. Yeah, so that's kind of...
He brought balance. Anakin brought balance because there were so many Jedi and he killed them all. And they left with a couple of Jedi and a couple of Sith. So that's balance to me, dude.
Yeah, well, certainly balance, I guess, after the whole thing ends. I don't know if it's like, you know, after the Last Jedi, or what was the last one called?
Rise of Skywalker? The Rise of Skywalker, yeah.
So after that, I guess balance is restored potentially, because there's no Jedis at all left.
Well, like, there's a... I mean, there is Rey, who she's no Jedi, she's no Sith. She's kind of in the gray area of the gray Jedi, I would say, because she uses both. And being you know, like the granddaughter of an emperor, of the emperor, I mean, like, she definitely knows how to use the dark side of the Force, for sure, you know.
Like, we can touch on this later. I didn't like that she was Palpatine's granddaughter.
Well, in the original script, she was supposed to be a Kenobi, which I wouldn't have liked either, to be honest. I would have liked the idea of the Force is reachable from anybody, not from kids. That's you know, like from kids or grandkids of Force users already. But if to me, it makes more sense that she was a dark Force user than a light Force user. I don't know. That's just me. And we'll get to the next topic, though, but let me know what you think.
I don't like how everybody is someone else's family member, you know? I was expecting them to say Finn was Lando Calrissian's grandson. I don't like how everybody's like a family member or someone. Like, why can't... It's a big universe.
But I don't think Finn was Lando's related.
No, he wasn't. That was a joke. But like,
it would have been stupid. But you know, like,
it's to that level though. Like, it's just as stupid to say Rey is Palpatine's granddaughter.
Yeah,
it's just, come on.
I mean, like, the idea of Palpatine having sex is a little bit, you know, disturbing, to be honest. If that's the way, you know, like, he got a son and then he got a granddaughter, you know, like, somehow they explain that Palpatine's son wasn't actually the result of sex. There was actually a Palpatine clone that didn't come out very well, apparently. So that's what they explain outside the movie, like, you know, when they do interviews to creators and stuff like that. That sounds to me like a poor excuse, like a poor writing, but you know, like, and poor directing, but whatever.
Yeah, and You know, we to bring it back to your question of extended universe stuff, I will say that if my favorite extended universe property would be the video game Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's that story was fantastic, and that was a game that just stuck with me after it was over. So I do explore the extended universe and other mediums in terms of like video games. I've played many of them. Mm-hmm. And the book you mentioned, I already forgot the title.
The Dawn of the Jedi.
Dawn of the Jedi. That sounds very interesting. I like the premise there.
Yeah, it's kind of a Bible of, kind of the Silmarillion is for the Lord of Rings. This is kind of like that, although it's shorter. I mean, it's long, but it's never as long as the Silmarillion or the Lord of Rings anyway.
So I listened to a podcast once that was basically a nostalgia-based podcast all about the books. So I got some of the good stories from them from that podcast, and they talked about, you know, the books not being canon, which is where I kind of learned about that and everything. So I have done a bit of like listening on what the topics are and everything, but I haven't dove in to the pages of one of those guys. So
okay, now it's a question. Now we're going to, you know, we were talking about darkness and light. So are you an empire related person or a rebellion related person?
I like that the empire rewards hard work. So I think I would choose the empire myself. Clean ships, crispy uniforms, you know, seems like there would be good health benefits.
So also some kind of like perks, you know, like
perks of the job. And sometimes it seems like the Empire is significantly outnumbering the Rebellion, and the Rebellion flukes a win on them by like disabling every shield in like one go somehow. Like that ships would have like their individual shields, but all of them would be under the same shield generator. And then, oh, their shields are down for the whole fleet. Okay, it wouldn't break the fleet in two. Mm-hmm. At any rate, you know, I think if the situation were to play out numerous times, the Empire would come out on top. Some of those times, I think I would be an Empire guy.
Okay, how would you feel about like, you know, the killing of innocent people, like this kind of fascist feeling that there is around Empire? I mean, it's all lies, you know, like fake news, like Donald Trump would say, or you know, like how would you put this, like the killing of innocents, like the hate for immigrants because there is a huge immigration metaphor? Well, like, you know, killing planets, you know, like I would say like the Death Star, and then in the other movies I already forgot the name of the planet now, the killing
they
star.
Blew up Alderaan.
Star Killer, yeah.
They blew up Alderaan, but that was kind of Princess Leia's fault.
Well, I don't know. Like, also, Alderaan is full of bureaucrats, so I don't know if I feel bad about that. As a libertarian, no, I'm kidding. It's a joke. It's a bad joke. But that was kind of Leia's fault to a certain extent, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, she didn't give up the plans. She let that planet go. You know, that's what they said they were going to do. And, you know, I don't see all too much, you know, discrimination there. I mean, there's probably some people who are with the Empire on that planet that they blew up. They didn't discriminate. They blew them all up. So
you're not joking. You're an Empire person, huh?
I think that would be, you know, realistically, if I was in the Star Wars universe and I had to make a choice, do we join the Rebels? Do we join the Empire? You know, I'm going to go Empire on that one.
See, like my anarchist political view, because I'm like, it wouldn't let me join either the Rebellion or the Empire. I'd be more like, Han Solo. Yeah, he joins the Rebellion eventually, but you know, like he minds his own business to a certain extent, you know, like then of course, if he feels guilty, but like, you know, like I'm the kind of person, like I see wrong things in both sides. So, you know, like, yeah, whatever. I mind my own business, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of the empire's politics.
You're not in favor of the empire politics.
Like, I just like the clean working environment.
So, I mean, like, okay. But you wouldn't see, like the rebellion being more like Bernie Sanders and, you know, the empire being more like Donald Trump or something like that.
Oh, I don't connect it to real politics. Of course, you think, I don't think Donald Trump will be ripping around on an empire ship. Like, he doesn't even strike me as like a fascist leader. He just strikes me as a bit of an idiot, you know? Like,
yeah, but he's surrounded by fascists, maybe, you know, who knows? Something
sure,
like that.
Sure. We could talk about that
another
save
episode,
the politics.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You know, like, I'm just kidding.
I don't see like anyone on the empire ships with like their comb over going on their head and their big gigantic tie with like an overfitting suit. Like,
also most of the empire
doing name calling. They tend to keep the keep it pretty professional. Yeah. I mean, like Kylo Ren had a few temper tantrums.
Yeah. Also, you know, like. They all wear a mask in the empire, so they respect the rules during the pandemic. So that's different from the Republican Party. You know, like,
that's true, man.
Yeah, they all wear a mask, so they're actually respectful of the environment that is around them. So yeah,
they're really doing their part. So
yeah, of course, you know. But you know, going to the next, flying to the next topic, you know, like this is still connected. Like, this topic would be Jedi or Sith. If I have to say this, I see myself more with the Sith, not with the Emperor, but with the Sith than actually the Jedi myself. What about you, Chris?
So there was this game once upon a time called Star Wars Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
I think it was just for PC. And so it had a multiplayer mode and you'd either pick a Jedi or Sith. And the Jedi's powers were all very defensive. The Siths were all offensive, so you could do like the Force Choke and the Force Lightning and stuff like that. So, man, the Sith setup of powers is pretty dope. But I think I'd have to go Jedi, even though I said I was an Empire guy, you know. I just got to go with the guys who aren't clouded by hate, you know. To be part of the Empire is not necessarily to be sided with the Sith.
I agree.
So you're working for a Sith, right? But you're still in a position where you're not clouded by the hate, you know? And, you know,
just like the Order. You just like the Order.
I think there's more wiggle room in being a Jedi. You could be a Jedi, you could kill some younglings. You're probably still redeemable.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what happens to that's what happened to the chosen one, apparently, you know, like, so if he was the real chosen one.
There's a lot of forgiveness there, you know. Would they have forgiven him for killing the younglings? Maybe.
I don't know. See, like, I would join probably the rebellion between the rebellion and the, or I would mind my own business, but I see myself more as a Sith. Not necessarily Sith that follow the Empire, but now I get here to my favorite character, Darth Maul. Darth Maul, after he's considered dead after the Phantom Menace, he appears again Rogue One. I know in Rogue One. So yeah, he appears in Rogue One at the end, but he also appears in Clone Wars, and he's by himself. He's an anarchist who does jobs around to keep alive, to make money. He joins the crime lords, you know, like he for a few episodes is the ruler of Mandalore, you know, like, so I kind of like the guy because, you know, he does what he wants, you know, like he doesn't like the Emperor, he doesn't like the Empire, and he doesn't like the Republic. So I mean, like, he's an anti-state. Like I would like to be like that. Maybe killing a little less people. Maybe killing a little less people, I would say myself, because I'm not into that much killing. But I mean, if it's needed, you know, like, I'm not saying real life. I'm saying put myself in a Star Wars universe, you know, like, talking
he's
about.
He's kind of a gun for hire, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, like, kind of an Expendables at some point, you know, like.
Hey, can I talk to you about a character I really like from the original, the second trilogy?
The prequel.
The prequels.
Yeah.
So I gotta kind of get my leg on camera here.
What are you doing?
Can you see that?
General Grievous?
Can you see that?
Yeah, that's General Grievous.
A giant portrait of Grievous on my
leg.
Yeah,
I see that.
The lighting might not be good enough. And there's my foot. Hello.
Yeah.
But I do have a giant portrait of General Grievous tattooed on my leg.
General Grievous is cool, but he cannot use the force. He's not a force user, although he's a good. He can handle the lightsabers very well, to be honest.
Yeah, well, he's got a good backstory too. That's extended universe lore that I have read up on is Grievous's backstory.
True.
You know, he was kind of just a dude who made some shoddy deals and had some tragedy strike. So
exactly. He's a war hero.
Yeah, I always. Thought
I don't know if
was
I would
a
say
cool
a hero.
Character.
But anyway,
he's going a back, seasoned veteran.
Yeah, of course. So with respect for the veterans, right? Anyway, this is getting some kind of I would say grotesque, dark, humorous podcast, right? I mean, are we exaggerating? You think?
Yeah, definitely a little bit.
Should I cut it or it's actually funny like this?
It's fine. Eh? I think it's good. Yeah,
I'm not gonna get sued by some corporation or something like that. Right?
No. Okay, you know, it would be boring if it was all by the book.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so yeah, going back to the Sith, as you said, as a Jedi, I might be able to work under the Empire. And you see from the prequel movies that is the Jedi with their stubbornness, they actually set up the Empire because they never realized they were doing everything by the book, and they made huge mistakes, and that's how the Empire, the Emperor rise to power. You know, that's their fault. So I can see, they've been working for him, not knowing he was actually the bad guy.
Yeah, that's
And you can see a Sith out of the Empire. I mean, I would put it like that. I'm not a complete Sith. I would be a great Jedi. Two of my favorite characters are Darth Maul and Ahsoka Tano. She gets out of the Jedi Order because the Order is too strict and makes a lot of mistakes because it's full of bigots. Let's put it like that. So I would be in the gray area that is between Ahsoka and Darth Maul.
That's a fair point, and that's a good place to be. Sure, that's why I went Jedi with my answer. Because I'd probably be pretty similar to you there, where I wouldn't want to be adhering to the strictness, but I just feel like with the Sith, I feel like you're here, hate.
Yeah.
And I feel like now there's everything else. Like there's a bigger spectrum there from pure light to the darkness, where I could fall maybe here on that line, but I don't have to be over here in the hate zone.
The Jedi in their bigotry, in their stubbornness, they say that you cannot love another person, but it only has to be compassion, which I think is wrong. It's another reason why the church in real life, you know, like the Catholic Church, for example, priests that cannot get married, you know, it becomes a problem, a psychological problem eventually. So I think that reflects in real life, but from fictional, the Jedi is a stubborn and bigot order that says the only way of love is compassion, that you cannot have a significant other. In fact, Anakin and Padme are in secret because he couldn't be a Jedi anymore. They also say that you have to go by the book for everything you do, and you cannot feel your instinct. Why is the instinct in every person is important at some point? And saying that you always have to be by the light means that you cannot feel sad, you cannot have anxiety, you know, you cannot dig into depression. Even sometimes you actually, unfortunately, you have to, I mean, you don't have to feel that way, but it's impossible not to feel that way anytime. So I think being both too much in the darkness and too much in the light is not a good thing to be on. That's why at the end, Rey is actually not a Jedi, not a Sith.
Yeah, perhaps too. Those rules are why Anakin became so unhinged in such an extreme way.
Yeah, you
know,
I
contributing
agree.
Factor. He couldn't go talk about his feelings. You know, he clearly had many of them.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to the last question of this podcast that is divided in three questions, which, as I said, are only yes or no or a single answer. Are you ready? Okay. I'm going to ask you and you're going to ask me, okay?
Excuse me.
So, favorite character?
C-3PO.
Okay.
Now you?
Ahsoka Tano.
Okay.
Or Qui-Gon Jinn or Darth Maul, but I would go with Ahsoka. Did you like The Mandalorian, the first season?
I loved it. So did my kids.
Same here. Same here. Of course, there's no need of a question. They're same here. Amazing, and I can't wait for the second season. I watched the trailer, and it's amazing.
I haven't seen the trailer yet, but when's it due? Do you know?
I forgot, but I think it would hopefully be before the end of the year.
Hopefully, yeah, that'd be cool. Sure. Keep that Disney Plus going. There's not many of them.
Oh, same with WandaVision for Marvel is coming out soon. The trailer came out today.
Cool.
And last question, favorite Star Wars video game?
Well, I think I've already answered it's Knights of the Old Republic. And you? Mm-hmm.
Same. One of the few that I played is Knights of the Old Republic. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I have played a lot of Star Wars video games. So, Super Star Wars 1, 2, mm-hmm. and 3, aka, you know, Super Star Wars, Super Return of the Jedi, Super Empire Strikes Back. Not in that correct order there, but then Jedi Outcasts 1 and 2, Jedi Academy. It was the one for 64, Shadows of the Empire.
You played a lot more than I did. So
Episode 1 Pod Racer, which was really good. That was good. Funny. That was a good racing game.
That was for Nintendo 64, I guess, if I remember well.
I bought, they re-released it. They didn't remaster it, but they have re-released it for PS4, and I did buy it on PS4.
Oh, no. I heard that they're going to re-release and remaster probably for Nintendo Switch, a bunch of Nintendo 64, and I think that's actually one of those games that will be released on Nintendo Switch that was from Nintendo 64, you know, like...
Could be. To continue, Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2... what was the other one?
Battlefront.
Yeah, Battlefront, the originals, the new Battlefront.
The originals were good.
The one where you play as Darth Vader's apprentice for like the PlayStation 3 generation.
I forgot. I haven't played.
There was a 1 and 2. It was a pretty good game. Okay. But I forget the name.
I think we'll talk about that in the Nerdvana episode about video games, right?
Well, I'm not going to focus on any Star Wars video games, probably. Well,
we can give it a mention, probably. That's it.
And then there was the new one, Jedi Fallen Order. And there was probably a few in between.
That wasn't bad, the Fallen Order. I mean, it wasn't the best, but it wasn't bad, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the better Star Wars things to come out in recent memory. So.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, Knights of the Old Republic, definitely the best.
Yeah, I just wish they would do a remake of that. Yeah. I mean,
with better graphics and probably more play, more. I don't know. Let me invent a new word: more playability.
Yeah, we're in a time when I think that would be the best project possible for the studio that developed the original game. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, thank you for being here for this short episode about Star Wars.
Thanks for having me.
That it became a very, very dark, humorous episode. If you hear from authorities, it's my fault, you know. Because
okay.
No, I'm kidding. These will release soon. And the other episode of Nerdvana will release not every week, but every other week, because I will also have other general episode of the podcast going on. Thank you again, Chris. And thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.